How AI helped beauty brands 3x their Google Ads ROAS, and what every e-commerce brand can learn from it. When your ROAS triples, people want to know your secret. Something unusual started happening inside a group of beauty brands running Google Ads. Their budgets stayed the same. Their targeting barely changed. Yet revenue from those campaigns quietly tripled. No new creative agency stepped in. No expensive production overhaul followed. Instead, they changed how they created and tested product ads. That shift matters because beauty e-commerce has always struggled with one thing. Producing enough high-quality creative to keep campaigns competitive is slow, expensive, and often reactive. Most brands still rely on a handful of polished assets. A few product images. One or two messaging angles. Then they expect performance to scale. It rarely does. The brands that broke through approached the problem differently. They stopped treating creative as a fixed asset and started treating it as a variable. Then they used an AI advertisement generator to produce variations at scale and feed them into their campaigns. The result was not an incremental improvement. It was a step change in performance. This is not a story about better copywriting. It is about how creative volume and diversity changed how product ads perform inside Google's system. What follows breaks down what actually changed, why it worked, and how you can apply the same approach without guesswork. Why beauty brands are winning with AI-powered Google Ads. Beauty brands are increasing returns in Google Ads by pairing AI-generated product ads with performance max and shopping campaigns. These campaign types rely on diverse creative inputs to optimize effectively. An AI advertisement generator helps produce multiple variations of headlines, visuals, and descriptions quickly. That gives the algorithm more combinations to test. More variation leads to faster learning, lower cost per conversion, and higher ROAS. The advantage comes from scale and speed, not just better messaging. The beauty industry's Google Ads problem was never budget, it was creative velocity. Most teams assume poor performance in Google Ads comes down to targeting or bidding. That is only part of the picture. In beauty e-commerce, the real constraint has always been creative supply. Think about how many angles a single product can have. A moisturizer alone can be positioned around hydration, sensitive skin, anti-aging, fragrance-free formulas, or dermatologist approval. Each of those is a different message. Now consider how most product ads are built. A few images from a photo shoot. A standard product description. Maybe one promotional hook. That is not enough. Google's Performance Max system does not work like traditional campaigns. It combines assets in different ways and learns which combinations convert best. The more high-quality inputs it receives, the better it performs. When brands provide only a few assets, they limit the system's ability to learn. Creative production has been the bottleneck. Photo shoots take time. Agencies require briefs and approvals. By the time new ads go live, the opportunity may already be gone. So the issue was never the budget. It was the inability to produce enough creative fast enough to keep up with how Google Ads actually optimizes. What actually changed? How these brands started using AI to build product ads at scale. The shift did not come from better targeting. It came from changing how product ads were created. Instead of relying on manual workflows, brands began using an AI advertisement generator to produce dozens of variations in a single session. The difference in process is striking. Before, a team would brief an agency, wait weeks, and receive a handful of assets. Testing cycles were slow, and insights came late. After, they could generate 20 to 50 variations in an afternoon. Those variations included headlines, descriptions, and creative angles designed for Google Ads formats. That speed changed everything. Performance Max campaigns benefit directly from this approach. They require a wide range of inputs to identify what works. AI-generated variation feeds that need without increasing production cost. From product image to live Google ad in minutes. The workflow is surprisingly simple. You start with a product URL or image. The AI advertisement generator analyzes it and produces multiple headlines, descriptions, and creative concepts. These outputs are already structured for Google Ads, including responsive search ads and asset groups. Within a short time, you move from raw product data to live campaigns running multiple variations. What used to take a week now takes a few hours. The creative diversity principle, why Google rewards more variations. Google's system is built to test combinations. Each asset is a piece of a larger puzzle. When you increase the number of unique inputs, you increase the number of combinations the system can evaluate. That leads to faster learning. In beauty, this matters even more. Each product can be framed in multiple ways, and each framing appeals to a different audience segment. Using AI, brands can generate all those variations at once. Instead of guessing which message works, they let the system find the answer through testing. That is why more diverse product ads often lead to better results in Google Ads. Real results, real campaigns, what 3x ROAS actually looked like in practice. The outcomes did not come from luck. They came from structured testing at scale. Consider a skincare brand running Google Ads with a limited set of creatives. Their initial ROAS hovered around 1.8x. After introducing AI-generated variations, they tested over 40 different product ads across Performance Max and shopping campaigns. One insight stood out quickly. Messaging focused on fragrance-free for sensitive skin significantly outperformed generic descriptions. They scaled that angle. Within 8 weeks, ROAS climbed to 5.2x. Another example comes from a cosmetics brand with a wide product catalog. Creating ads for each SKU manually was not realistic. Using an AI advertisement generator, they produced shade-specific creatives for over 100 products. Each variation spoke to a specific use case or audience. That level of detail was impossible before. The result was not just better performance. It was faster learning. Campaigns identified winning angles in days rather than weeks. In both cases, the improvement came from giving Google Ads more data to work with, not from changing the algorithm itself. The framework, how to replicate this for your e-commerce brand in 4 steps. The approach is practical. You can start without rebuilding your entire strategy. Step 1, audit your current assets. Open your existing Google Ads campaigns and count your creative variations. Most brands find they have fewer than 6. That is your baseline. Step 2, define your creative angles. Before generating anything, map out 4 to 6 distinct angles for each product. These could include use cases, features, audience segments, or emotional outcomes. Each angle becomes a testing hypothesis for your product ads. Step 3, generate at scale. Use an AI advertisement generator to create variations for each angle. Focus on outputs that match Google's formats, including headlines and descriptions. The goal is not perfection. It is diversity. Step 4, feed, measure, and iterate. Upload the assets into Performance Max campaigns. Let them run for a few weeks, then review performance data. Remove weak performers. Generate new variations to replace them. This cycle is where the gains compound. The mistakes that cancel out your ROAS gains before they start. Scaling creative does not guarantee success. Certain mistakes can limit results quickly. One common issue is producing variations that are too similar. If every ad says the same thing, the system has nothing new to learn. Another problem comes from poor product data. Even the best product ads cannot perform well if the underlying feed is weak. Some teams treat AI output as final. That leads to inconsistencies in brand voice or compliance issues, especially in beauty categories. There is also the timing factor. Campaigns in Google Ads need time to learn. Cutting them too early often prevents them from reaching full performance. Finally, Many brands try to automate everything before they have enough data. Without conversions, even the best setup will struggle. How AdsGPT fits into the system, and why beauty marketers are adopting it fast. At some point, the question becomes practical. How do you produce this level of creativity consistently? That is where tools like AdsGPT come in. It addresses the exact problem outlined earlier, creative velocity. Instead of manually building assets, you input a product URL or a brief. The system generates multiple variations tailored for Google Ads formats. Key capabilities include: generates multiple ad variations per product from a single input. Outputs structured assets for responsive and performance max campaigns. Supports angle-based creative generation across use cases and audiences. Enables fast iteration cycles aligned with campaign data. Built specifically for e-commerce teams running product ads at scale. The value is not just speed. It is consistency. You can maintain a steady flow of new creative without overloading your team. The deeper shift, why the brands winning on Google Ads in 2025 think like media companies. The real change is not the tool. It is the mindset. Winning brands no longer think of advertising as a fixed set of campaigns. They think of it as a continuous production system. They produce creative at scale and let Google Ads decide what works. That approach mirrors how media companies operate. They test constantly, learn quickly, and double down on what resonates. AI simply makes that process accessible. As Google's systems evolve, this dynamic will become more pronounced. Campaigns will rely even more on diverse inputs and contextual relevance. Brands that already treat creative as a scalable resource will adapt faster. Others will struggle to keep up. The algorithm is ready. The only question is whether your creative is. Google's system is already capable of finding the right customers. That part is no longer the limitation. The constraint is creative supply. Beauty brands that scaled their results did not spend more. They simply gave Google Ads more to work with. That shift is now available to any e-commerce brand. Take a moment to look at your current campaigns. Count how many genuine creative variations you are running. If the number is lower than 15, the opportunity is already clear. Frequently asked questions. Can AI-generated ads really improve Google Ads ROAS, or is it just hype? The improvement comes from data, not magic. More diverse product ads give Google's system better signals, which leads to more efficient optimization. How many ad variations do I need to see results? Most campaigns benefit from at least 15 variations per asset group. Many brands start far below that, which limits performance in Google Ads. Do I need a large budget to make this work? Not necessarily. What matters is consistent conversion data. Even smaller budgets can work if campaigns generate enough activity to learn. Will AI-generated ads meet compliance requirements in beauty? They should be reviewed. An AI advertisement generator creates drafts, but final approval should always involve human oversight. What is the difference between performance max and shopping ads? Shopping focuses on product listings and gives more control. Performance max uses automation across channels and benefits more from creative variation.